Hey everybody, Nick Espinosa, your chief security fanatic here, and in Neuralink news, and that was hard for me, I had to stop and restart this one quite a few times, they basically lied to their first patient, and questions on their ethics still persist. Now, here's what's going on, and I think this is actually an important one, because quite frankly, we're talking about the future here. Now, this is coming from Janine Mancini of Benzinga, who I thought had a really good write-up on this. Now, if you don't know who Nolan Arbaugh is, he's a 29-year-old man who has been paralyzed from the neck down for 8 years from a diving accident. And he recently made headlines as the first human being to have Neuralink brain chip implanted from Elon Musk's company, so obviously called Neuralink. So this milestone follows Musk's initiative to advance a technology that aims to meld human cognition with digital devices. And despite the revolutionary nature of this development, major concerns about the safety of the technology do exist, especially in light on its previous trials on animals. Now, on top of this, the Neuralink project, which has seen a fair share of both awe and criticism, is facing significant scrutiny over reports of its monkeys dying or needing to be euthanized as a result of the testing process. These primates were part of experiments designed to assess the ability of Neuralink's brain chips to enable control of the technology through thought alone. Now, the reports of a high mortality rate among these test subjects has been stirring debate about the ethical considerations of advanced biomedical research. Now, these accounts include disturbing imagery of monkeys with basically drilled skulls and the alleged suffering endured by these animals during this experimentation phase as Neuralink was basically making this technology come to fruition. One report even detailed a primate, a monkey, missing fingers and toes, and that was a condition that was suggesting to have been caused by self-mutilation, meaning the chip was implanted, it went absolutely haywire, and the monkey started essentially mutilating itself by removing its fingers and toes. Obviously not a good sign at all. Another case involved a monkey experiencing vomiting, retching, and gasping before it was found to have suffered a brain hemorrhage as a result of the implanted chip. Now, despite these reports, Neuralink defended its testing practices, stating that adverse outcomes were not directly related to the brain implant themselves. The company acknowledged that the euthanization of several animals did occur, but it attributed to the attributed the loss of limbs to inter-monkey aggression rather than the effects of the technology or testing conditions. In other words, it wasn't as a result of the chip that the chip that this monkey was self-mutilating. They're saying that one monkey ripped the other monkey's toes off, that kind of thing, which also then begs the question, how are you containing these animals? Now, Elon Musk, in response to this controversy, said on social media, I'm going to go ahead and assume Twitter or X as he's now calling it, quote, "No monkey has died as a result of a Neuralink implant. First, our early implants to minimize the risk of healthy monkeys, we chose terminal monkeys close to death already. In other words, those that were on the verge of dying and were going to die anyway, let's implant them and see what happens." Now, Arbaugh, the actual human, his decision to proceed with the implant was based on extensive discussions with Neuralink, which ultimately alleviated his concerns about the safety and ethical implications of this technology. But he was assured that no monkey had died as a result of a Neuralink implant, despite a good amount of the 23 primate subjects dying prior to his actual implementation. However, though, he had a positive outcome as a result of this. This is demonstrated by his ability to now play chess and video games using only his thoughts, and that obviously represents a significant advancement towards Neuralink's goal of restoring autonomy to individuals with severe physical limitations. So the question becomes, at what expense does advancement really continue? Now, I'm not going to adjudicate this. I can't really adjudicate this as I'm not an expert at one, this type of technology, but we can also look at the ethics side of this and how we treat those test subjects. Animal testing has been going on for decades and decades, and organizations like PETA, the People for Ethical Treatments of Animals, obviously are dead set against this. I also know there have been a lot of programs that could be advanced using artificial intelligence and simulated brains and all of that, but at the end of the day, you're going to have to implant this, and you're going to have to implant it somewhere. Now, are we going to essentially implant that directly into a human who is much more cognizant than a monkey of what's going on, you know, for this, meaning I, let's say, as a cognizant human being capable of rational thought, I'm not, you know, in some way, shape, or form distressed. I understand, yeah, this is going to be in my brain. It's going to help me, let's say, you know, regain motor function in my limbs, which I've lost, and all of that. Therefore, I'm willing to take the risk because it may improve my quality of life. Understanding it may cause a brain hemorrhage. It may cause me to try and eat my fingers, you know, whatever that is. It could also cause me to die. And so I think these are questions that we have to grasp. You know, I'm never for the mistreatment of anything or anyone, and that includes animals and humans alike. So we're going to see where this happens, but I'm also curious to see how this will potentially evolve the testing model, you know, if it comes to fruition, that quite frankly we have to use, let's say, AI-based simulations and mathematical data crunching based on simulated human brains, as opposed to actually physically implanting this into our closest relatives, which are the primates. So we're going to see what happens with that, but I thought that was your interesting news of the day, and I honestly would love to hear your thoughts on this, because quite frankly, it could probably go both ways. And please like, share, follow me here on Facebook and Twitter at NickAESP. And please feel free to subscribe to me at YouTube as well. And as always, stay safe, stay online, and please attempt to stay private. Thanks, everybody.